underground vaults, a publicity-shy owner, and a secluded platform reserved for the President of the United States. It is a story about people, from Brian Henry, a Metro North cop who befriended the homeless, to Audrey Johnson, who fields customers' questions in the information booth, to Jacqueline Onassis, whose devotion to historic preservation saved the terminal from certain destruction. Grand Central has been the wellspring of new beginnings for millions of people who arrived in New York to fulfill their dreams, heeded the siren call to go west, and return lovesick to their hometowns. Unlike a station, a terminal conjures up a destination, not merely a place to pass through. Grand Central embodied that role as a gateway to New York since 1913, and as the city's gateway to a continent. Between 1913 and the centennial of the New York Central in 1926, the number of passengers served annually by the terminal nearly doubled, to 43 million from 23 million. Today, the number is verging on a record, headed for the first time toward the 100 million passengers a year forecast when the terminal first opened a century ago. Sam Roberts, Grand Central, How a Train Station Transformed America. New York City is one of those places that always seemed destined for greatness, colonized along with much of the rest of the East Coast of North America during the 17th century. It quickly rose to become a center of commerce and travel, owing largely to its sheltered harbors and moderate